Brighton marches to defend Molsacombe Primary School. Joe Mott, Brighton and West Sussex Socialist Party. Saturday the 15th of May saw teachers, parents, pupils, trade unions and socialists march together to show that the forced academy takeover of Molsacombe Primary School in Brighton will not be allowed to happen. Molsacombe has been within the capitalist sights for years now. Education bosses are determined to move the school out of local authority control, and away from oversight of elected school governors, to transform it into a less accountable academy, with more scope for profit, to be made delivering services. Three times the staff and families have had to fend off academization attempts, and thrice they have sent the academy bosses packing. Now the enemy has returned. In 2019, the school was given the worst possible rating by Ofsted inspectors. Among the inspectors was Timothy Rome, who is also the regional director of the Pioneer Academy. The same academy chain that now wants to take over Molsacombe. Staff in the National Education Union, and Unison and GMB unions took 2 days of strike action in April in opposition to the plans. Further strike dates could still take place. While the constant attacks on the education service are as depressing as they are relentless, the fight back from the community is inspiring. When Lee Mason Ellis, the CEO of Pioneer, came to inspect his latest acquisition, the parents, with support of Acorn Community Union, locked the gates. For 3 hours Mason Ellis waited outside, calling in every authority that he could think of, including the police. When that didn't work, Lee returned during the evening, and he would have gotten away with it too, if it weren't for that pesky personalized number plate. He was then boxed in by cars, and his lovely white Mercedes-Benz was decorated with flowers for a march to oppose the academization. Our Socialist Party banner marched proudly alongside those who have fought in this campaign. One protester remarked, "Who better to march with than the Socialist Party? We must continue to fight against individual attempts to privatize our children's education, and to end the spread of academies, supported by both the Tories, Labour, and the Green Minority Council in Brighton. Education must be fully funded, and run with the democratic oversight of the community, staff, and parents."